Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? This is the one and only Timothy Hodge. Shout out to everybody for listening and tuning in today. I really appreciate you so much for tuning in. Special guest today is none other than the one and only Chingy. Will be stopping by to talk about his latest projects and up and coming as well. So while we're on the arrival, we're going to play something and jump into some a single from Chingy. I believe it's right there. I forget the title of the track, but here's a track from Chingy. Obviously on his arrival.
Hey, dirty, what? Look at that girl right there. Oh, she make me say, boom, boom, yeah, boom, ain't do what you do. I like the way you do that right there, right there. When the hip goes and walk and lay down your hair, down your hair. I like the way you do that right there, right there. Then you look when you talk and let me serve, me serve. I like the way you look in them pants, see the prime. The mama a quarter piece, she falls from a dime. The type of girl that'll get you up and go make the grind.
Hello?
Hi, this is Jasmine. I have, let me get Chingy, hold on.
Okay.
Chingy?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, yeah. Hello, Ching? Chingy?
Yeah.
What's going on, man? How are you?
What's up with it? Nothing much, just chilling.
All right. Ching, man, before I chop it up with you, man, do me a favor, man, and introduce yourself, man. Let everybody know who we're talking to, man.
Yeah, what up, y'all? This your boy, Ching-a-ling, Young Jackpot. You know, I'm pretty sure if you don't know me, you know about me. So, Chingy in the building, that's what it is.
Ching, man, we've missed you, man. You've been away for a while, man. What's been going on, man? What's new with you, man?
What's new with me is a new single that I have, Superhero, produced by Wishmaster, featuring an artist of mine, Chris Woodhouse. Basically, that's what's new with me. And I got another single called Paperman, produced by a producer that's down with my label, Four Deck, named C-Fab. But that's pretty much what's new with me, man. And I got a movie called Speed Dating that came out. It came out a couple months ago, some months back. But it's called Speed Dating. I play a character named Kenneth in there, and I have a movie gonna be coming out soon called Polish Bar that I did in Chicago, where I play a character named Fat Mo. So you know, I've been off the scene, it seems like, musically, you know, but, you know, I've still been working. Like I said, did a couple movies. I got the Superhero single that I'm pushing right now. That's actually attached to a great cause, this anti-bullying campaign called Heroes in the Hallway, you know, about the little kids that be bullying kids in school and it leads to suicide, you know, stuff like that. I think we need to bring more awareness to situations like that. And I was happy when they had got in touch with me for me and my song to be a part of that. I feel like that's a big deal. You know what I mean? So I'm pushing that Superhero record. And mainly it's about the singles with me right now, man. I'm just trying to bring the awareness back to Chingy, get the name back out there familiar. I mean, I ain't going nowhere, but, you know, people still know me and everything. But musically, I have been off the scene for like 3.5 years like that. So I'm just reintroducing myself to the game, man, and you know, keeping it pushing.
Well, I got you. Now, your single Superhero, did you write and produce this track, or who produced this track?
Yeah, my homeboy Wishmaster, the producer, I already had the track, and the chorus was actually already laid down. I just got my guy Chris Woodhouse to re-sing it, and I was over in Australia. I told him to let me hold on to the record while I had to go to Australia, so I could think about how I wanted to do it. And so I just held on to the record, listened to it a few times, and when I got back in the States, I just recorded it, you know, and put it together. So it kind of, you know, just kind of came out. I wanted to keep some of them elements of the superhero, you know, characters, a couple characters, Superman, Batman, you know, to bring some substance to it. So I kind of kept it. I kind of added some of that in there, but I kept it. It's a chick record, So, you know, it's more about catering to a chick, you know, showing her that I care her for, that I'll be her superhero, you know. So we kind of kept it like that, but I wanted to add some of the superhero elements in it.
Right. I mean, you've been gone for a while. I heard about you were touring over in Australia. You were doing some performances over there as well. Why did you decide to come back now and release some music? Or was it whether it was the right time or?
I mean, it wasn't that I was just not trying to release some music. We were just trying to figure out what record that I should go with. So, I mean, we got comfortable and with the record Superhero and this Paper Man record. It's two records I'm pushing right now. You know, Superhero is more of a pop record. Paper Man is more of a urban record. So it's two records that I'm pushing, and you know, I kind of wanted to get both crowds on my side, far as the urban go, far as the pop go, and just get them back familiar with Chingy. So I wanted to hit everybody with two different records for two different crowds, which is pop and urban. Because everybody been asking me, like, from the urban crowd to the pop crowd, like, you know, when you coming out with some music, when you gonna make this, when you gonna make that. So I decided that I would try to please both crowds by pushing these two records and giving them what they want, giving the people what they want. So I haven't been just dead musically or nothing. I just been waiting to find the right records to put out.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay, I thought I lost you. Ching,
did you hear me?
I hear you. I thought I lost you for a minute. Ching, do you put yourself, I mean, do you consider yourself a hip-hop artist, a rap artist? What do you consider yourself, or just an artist in general?
Of course I consider myself a hip-hop artist. I grew up off hip-hop. That's growing up, that's all I knew. At one point, I used to do a lot of battle rapping back when I was younger. You know, that's kind of all I did. And I was more, when I was younger, I rapped about more street rapping. You know what I mean? Until I understood what making a commercial record was and having your music heard on radio. You know, when I understood that, it brought another format of music to me and how I made my music. And so, yeah, I would consider myself a hip-hop artist, but I'm universal, though. I'm a universal artist, man. I make all type of music, you know, whether it's pop, whether it's hip-hop, whether it's R&B. I make all types of music. I don't limit myself to one crowd because I feel like if I limit myself, then I can't get the expectations where I want to go. I can't go there because I'm limiting myself to something. So, you know, and with me, sky's the limit. You know, so I'm a universal artist. I don't stick to one thing. I try to do everything. I try to make all types of music.
I mean, you've been in the game for a little bit now, man. As far as music industry goes, man, if there's anything, one thing that you could change about it, what would you change?
If there was one thing I can change about this industry, what would it be that I would change? I would have to say how some of these record companies and execs, you know, take the artist. Sometimes they don't really listen to the artist. I think they need to start letting the artist take more control of their career and their situation and just let them voice their opinions and you know, them listen and the execs and everybody listen to see how the artists want to do it, because, you know, I think the artist knows how they want their music promoted. I think they know, you know, what people want to hear from them. And with that being said, I say that because, like, I'm always out in the clubs. I'm always, you know, I know what they're listening to on the radio. I know what people want to hear from me. And so I make that music. And sometimes when you're dealing with a record company, you could you know, voice your opinion, be like, I think you should go with this because woo woo woo. And sometimes record companies just end up doing what they want to do anyway, you know, period. So I think the artists, like what I could change would be the artists having a little more control over their projects and careers.
Right. For these up and coming artists, I mean, what advice would you give to them? And I want to break into the business as such yourself. What advice
I would give an up and coming artist? I would try to tell them to be more independent. You know, go and get some knowledge on the business. Get some knowledge on this business, and go to school or whatever you got to do. Read some books or whatever. Get some knowledge on this business. Go to school if you got to. You know, network. Get out here and really get on the ground with promoting yourself. And definitely make sure you got the business side of it down packed. You know, if you got a company, make sure you got your LLC and everything. If you got a name, make sure you got it copywritten and all of that, patented, whatever you got to do. You know, make sure you got an entertainment lawyer, somebody's really looking out for you. Just make sure you got it all together before it, because right, even when you're getting in this business, you could, if somebody want to sign you, they won't sign you. You can sign yourself to yourself, and they got to sign your entity. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things like that I didn't know coming into this business. So I would just try to tell up and coming artists, you know, don't make those same mistakes. You know, make sure you got all your business taken care of.
Right. I'm not gonna keep you long, man. I know you're busy, man. But any other things that you want to touch bases on, man, that I didn't touch, man?
I got my new album is called No Risk, No Reward 13, but I'm not focusing on that just yet. I'm just really gonna get these singles out here, and you know, like I said, build the name back up and just bring the awareness and get people back familiar with Chingy. So it's all about these singles, man. Superhero, featuring Chris Woodhouse, and Paper Man. So it's just really all about these singles. Everybody can hit me on Twitter at Chingy Jackpot. They can hit me up on my label site, FourDeckMusicGroup.com, Four Deck with two K's, FourDeckMusicGroup.com. They can hit me up to find out some updates on ChingyDaily.com. ChingyDaily.com, and they can go on Facebook and hit me up, Facebook/Chingy. So, you know, that's how to get in touch with me. Look out or request Superhero at your local radio station, Superhero featuring Chris Woodhouse. Request Paper Man at your local radio stations, too. And that's what it's all about, man, just the new singles and Chingy. So that's it.
Chingy, I didn't get an invite, man, to do a track with you, man. I've been waiting on that invite for a while, man.
Hey, that ain't nothing. We could get that situated.
All right, no doubt, man.
We could get that situated.
All right, I have my people in touch with you, man. My people be in touch with your people, man. We'll get it done, man.
Okay, bet. That's what, huh? Sounds
all right,
cool.
Man. All right, Chingy, man, you want to give a shout-out? Ching.
Yeah.
You want to give your shout-outs, man?
Hello?
I need you to introduce your... Yeah, Ching.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, I need you to give your shout-outs, man, and I need you to introduce your single, man, before you leave, man.
All right. Well, basically, I'm just going to shout-out the whole Fresh Thugs Click. You know, shout-out Four Deck. Shout-out Music. And right now, you're about to check out my new single, Superhero. Let's go.
All right, Ching. Be good, man.
All right. Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
I can be your superhero, baby. The one that's gonna save you if you're in danger.
I can be your baby.
You know who to call whenever you fall. I'll be there to catch you and come to your rescue.
That's right.
It's a bird, it's a plane, no, baby, it's Chingy. You know I'm right here, girl, holler when you need me. When life gets tough, I can make it look easy. You can do the stuff that you see on TV. Superman, be my lowest lane. I'll be your Tarzan, you can be my Dane. I make the sunshine when it's trying to rain. I can ease your stress, take away your pain. I ain't tripping off the next man. Baby, I'm a beast, but I ain't trying to be an X-Man. Number one, ain't gonna be nothing less than. No getting, but I'm everybody's best man. Baby, come and take a ride with me. Try to get away, come high with me, baby. Come fly with me, baby girl. Let me show you what I can be. Yeah.
Superhero, baby, the one that's gonna save you if you're in danger. You know who to call whenever you fall. I'll be there to catch you and come to you.
can hit the path. G5Z, we can hit the clouds. I make sure you're safe when I'm around. If you slip, don't slip, you won't hit the ground. Cause I won't let you. I'll be right there, baby girl, I catch you. No threat, don't worry, your threat, boo. I'ma make sure danger never comes get you. Yeah, cause I'm not that man. With the joy, I can show you where it's at, man. I can do it, no threat, yeah. Dealing with the brothers, baby, I'ma be the Batman. Baby, come and take a ride with me. Fill up, get away.
Right. Look, it's a bird, it's a plane, no. on, baby, it's changing. You know I'm right here. Girl, holler when you need me. When life gets tough, I can make it look easy. We can do the stuff that you see on TV. Superman, be my lowest lane. I'll be your Tarzan, you can be my Dane. I'll make the sunshine when it's trying to rain. I can ease your stress, take away your pain. I ain't tripping off the next man. Maybe I'm a dude, but I ain't trying to be a X-Man. Number one, ain't gonna be nothing less than. No betting, but I'm everybody best man. Baby, come and take a ride with me. Come on, get away, come high with me. Baby, take a hand, come fly with me. Baby girl, let me show you what I can be. Yeah.
Baby girl, let me tell you what I can be.